Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein, dictating a independent medical evaluation. Insurance company Fire Districts Mutual of New York, DOI 127-2019, claimant Stephen SCARCELLA, claim number FDM-VF-0000-11054. Insured SCS number FDM-2019-24. Case manager Pamela Rattray, RATTRAY. Support claim services, requesting. IME scheduled for 7/24/2023, 4:45 p.m. Exam type psychiatrist, Dr. Shelley J. Epstein, 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. Stephen Carcella was evaluated for an independent medical evaluation on July 24th, 2023. He was reminded that the usual rules of doctor-patient confidentiality do not apply, and that I'd be furnishing a report regarding our meeting. New paragraph, Stephen Scarcella is a 47-year-old male, resides with his wife of 13 years. He has custody of his two sons, ages 16 and 17. He also resides with his 22-year-old stepson, who has autism, and his mother-in-law. He states his former job was as a hazmat investigator and field supervisor for 3 years. He also says he drove a truck for 25 years. He was in his usual state of good health when he hurt himself on January 27th of 2019, trying to move a patient during his volunteer work with the Lakeland Fire Department. He states there was a quote-unquote pop injury at L5-S1. In his back, he was evaluated at Stony Brook University Hospital and was given Thorazine and then released. He was advised to follow up with his primary care doctor, Dr. Follin, who recommended rest. He eventually underwent a back MRI a few months later. In December of 2019, he switched jobs to Meetan Oil, M-E-E-T-N-A-N, because that position required decreased physical activity. He was finding it hard to drive due to increasing pain. He underwent several treatments for his back pain, including injections, which unfortunately increased his blood sugar. He attended PT 3 to 4 times a week. Eventually, those interventions were not helpful, and he was approved by workers' comp for a spinal fusion. He states that due to COVID, there was another delay of over a year. He finally underwent surgery on March 3rd of 2020 at St. Catherine's Hospital by Dr. DeWall, D-E-W-A-L. He states that the surgery did not relieve his pain. And he's now experiencing increased pain, decreased sleep, increased anxiety, and distress regarding losing his house. The pain radiates to his left side. And he's also described at home as moody and argumentative. He sought out psychiatric help, began to see Dr. Levine at Catholic Health Services. He was seen for 45-minute sessions once every 3 to 4 weeks. Since June of 2022, he's also working with a psychologist with weekly sessions. He continues with some depression and irritability, but denies suicidal ideation. Past psychiatric history, no history of suicide attempts, psychiatric admissions, or outpatient psychiatric treatments. Past medical history, diabetes since 2018. His medications include papers are sticking together. Synjardy, Synjardy XR 1000 over 12.5 for diabetes. Lisinopril 5 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily. Venlafaxine, which is being tapered. And Prozac, 60 milligrams daily, which has recently been titrated up. His post-surgical history is notable for hiatal hernia repair and gallbladder repair in 2016, as well as the more recent back fusion. Family psychiatric history is notable for his father being an injured Vietnam veteran. He's close with his mother, his sister, and his brother. Quote, they helped me out, unquote. And his wife recently underwent a neck fusion. Upon a mental status exam, he's Mr. Scarsella is casually dressed with fluent speech, decreased ability to drive, mood depressed, decreased ability to be active, anhedonia, decreased concentration, when well, likes to go boating. He's experiencing nightmares, mobility issues, and anxiety attacks. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment fairly good. My impression is that Mr. Scarsella meets criteria for major depressive disorder, severe, not psychotic, as well as panic disorder. I agree with a trial of fluoxetine, 60 milligrams daily, to replace venlafaxine, which was not particularly helpful. Patient does struggle with feeling like a failure, quote unquote, feeling angry and mad at the world. He worked as the OSHA, O-S-H-A manager for Metro Oil for a period of time. As he failed venlafaxine, which to the max dose of 125 milligrams BID, is reasonable to give him a trial of Prozac, which he's currently engaged in. Okay. For the diagnosis, I'd say a major depressive disorder, single episode. On mental status exam, continued decreased sleep, decreased concentration, denies auditory visual hallucinations, denies paranoid delusions, denies suicidal homicidal ideation, positive nightmares. I've described the examination. I've listed documents, reviewed. I stated my expert opinion. My recommendation is that patient continue to see a psychiatrist once every 3 or 4 weeks for 45 minutes and continue in talking psychotherapy twice a week for 45 minutes each. This should help address some of his agoraphobia as well. My medication recommendations include tapering off venlafaxine completely and continuing with a trial of fluoxetine 60 milligrams daily. Consider augmentation with Rexulti. Or trial of a SNRI should the patient continue to struggle. Insight and judgment, fairly good. Questions, patient is currently and hopefully temporarily 100% disabled. There's definitely a causal relationship between his psychiatric symptoms and his injuries. I recommend that the duration of treatment for the psychotherapy continue for 4 to 6 more months. I recognize the shift of our helper. Has also been helpful as he reports his family has been struggling. The patient should be reevaluated in approximately 6 months. Continuing weekly psychotherapy and monthly psychopharmacology. New paragraph. I hereby certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition, that no person or authority has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion. And there is... respect to the claim, oh wait, I'm going to start again. I hereby certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition, and that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, and I've reviewed the report and attest to its accuracy. SCS Support Claim Services, number 010019. Okay, should you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to call Shelley Epstein, MD.